For the past 6 months, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has debated whether it should restrict who gives the opening prayer at each assembly meeting. Several years ago, a lawsuit over prayer in public meetings consumed a town in upstate New York, eventually making its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
Nearly a decade ago, Greece made national headlines when two residents sued the city over the prayer that begins each town board meeting. They alleged the invocations, though technically open to all faiths, were almost exclusively Christian. Linda Stevens was one of the plaintiffs. The retired school librarian has lived in Greece for over 40 years, but when she first filed the lawsuit, she says she felt like an outsider in her own community.
I had a lot of unpleasant things happen to me. My house was vandalized a couple of times, and I was accosted in public a time or two. And in fact, my neighbor told me one day that I should move out of town.
Stevens identifies as an atheist, and her co-plaintiff, Susan Galloway, is Jewish. For years, the Greece Town Board had observed a moment of silence before their monthly meetings. But in 1999, the board replaced it with an opening prayer given by local clergy. Town employees selected the chaplains of the month by calling congregations within city limits. Because the churches in Greece are almost entirely Christian, the vast majority of invocations were as well. Americans United for Separation of Church and State represented the plaintiffs in the case. Robert Goldstein is the president of the organization's Rochester chapter.
We thought there was an important principle that had to do with the extent to which a local governing body can engage in activities which encourage one particular religious denomination to the exclusion of others.
But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the town, setting a legal precedent for prayer in public meetings. Brett Harvey serves as senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, the Christian legal organization that represented Greece in the lawsuit. He says the Supreme Court ruling states that towns are not obligated to ensure a diversity of religions are represented if it means looking beyond the boundaries of their communities.
The question is, does the government have an obligation to allow anyone and everyone access to their microphone?
That same question, who can give an invocation, is at the heart of a lawsuit between the Kenai Peninsula Borough and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. The borough instituted an invocation policy last summer after Iris Fontana, a member of the Satanic Temple and one of three plaintiffs in the case, gave an invocation ending with the words, "Hail Satan." Under the new policy, a religious association that meets regularly in the borough can nominate a representative to give the invocation. The policy is similar to the one the town of Greece adopted after the Supreme Court ruling. But the ACLU of Alaska is suing the borough, saying the policy violates the right to free speech.
The kind of policy that the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has implemented is not of a kind that the Supreme Court has upheld as being constitutionally permissible.
That's ACLU attorney Eric Glatt speaking at a press conference in December. Alliance Defending Freedom, the same organization that represented the town of Greece, is now representing the borough pro bono. Records show the borough has spent over $18,000 on legal and administrative costs related to the invocation policy. The lawsuit against the borough has moved to state court, but a trial date has yet to be scheduled. Back in the town of Greece, although Linda Stevens lost the case, she says having a written invocation policy in place has created a more inclusive atmosphere in the town board meetings.
From my point of view, things turned out well because atheists now regularly give invocations at Greece Town Board meetings. We're becoming a part of the acknowledged community. So I think it's had some very good benefits.
In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.